is how we like to end the show Monday through Friday at this time with a tell me something good story to put a smile on your face. It warmed your heart. It brought a tear of joy, or it made you want to go see some live music. And that's what tell me something good is today. Thankful that Michael Cook of the band The Comancheros is on the phone with me today. Michael, how are you, buddy?
Hey, man, I'm great.
Good.
Glad to be with you.
Yeah, you're the drummer for The Comancheros, and my news guy, Nick Isher, a couple weeks ago said, hey, I know a guy in this band, and they're coming soon, and you're the guy he knows. You're from Biggsville originally?
Yeah. I grew up in Biggsville, and I moved to Monmouth, you know, I was probably about 15.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, no, Nick, he's a great guy.
Yeah. Now, and then you went to Missouri. Now, is Columbia, Missouri, is that the home of the Comancheros?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. I moved there for grad school, actually, and, you know, quickly got in over my head, so I got out, but stayed there for the music. It was a great, great music scene there, and so ran into a couple other guys from Central Missouri there, and we've just been kind of going over about the last 3 years.
I've always heard that that around that region, there's great music scene. Is it competitive, or is it everybody want everybody else to thrive?
You know, I got to say, it's really. Everybody's super cool. I guess, like, you know, the second thing you said.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's everybody's super cool. You know, we play other bands' CD release shows. They play our shows.
That's,
you know,
awesome.
Everybody's hanging out.
Yeah,
it's a really good time.
Yeah, that's kind of like the scene around here has been for years. Everyone supports everyone else, so that's awesome to hear. Tell me the Comancheros. Tell me about the name, where you got the name. It's heavy and Western. Now, I'm going to tell you this real quick, everybody that's listening. If you love live music, two places. We're talking Burlington and Big Muddy's tonight, a great venue. And then the Fat Fish over off Broad, Neil's place on Broad Street here in Galesburg. The Fat Fish is a great place, and you can see the Comancheros, one of those places this weekend. But Michael Cook, the drummer of the Comancheros, is on the phone with me. Tell me about the name and how you came up with the sound, because I know you guys, some of you guys used to be in rock bands, heavier bands.
Yeah. So the name actually comes, Tanner is the singer, and his dad actually had the idea for the name. And it's from the outlaw Josie Wales, where they're talking, and the Comancheros are that group of outlaws kind of roaming around. You never try to avoid them.
Yeah.
Which is kind of the story of my life. so it was Tanner's idea to actually, you know, kind of what he wanted to do with the band. And, you know, he grew up playing in, like, you know, classic rock bands and some heavy metal bands. And I grew up playing in some heavy metal bands with my brother there in Monmouth. And so that's kind of, you know, where we're from. But we've always listened to country. So, you know, we just kind of started playing country music. But it's, you know, like you said, heavy and Western, that's kind of what we call it. Just it's country, but it's real energetic.
Yeah, it's awesome. And there's a video for this song, too. We're going to play it right now. Is there a full-length album coming soon?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
The full-length album, Heavy and Western, will be out Black Friday on the 23rd. It'll be, you know, on all Spotify, iTunes, all those sort of places.
Yeah.
We will actually have physical copies at both of the shows. So, you know, if people want to come, get one early. And we'll also be doing a quick acoustic set at the Beanhive Coffee Shop tomorrow morning, 10 to noon.
What? That's awesome.
In case people want to get a little caffeinated.
Michael, that's two hop, skipping a junk away from me down here at the radio station. They got great coffee.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, what a great place to play. You said
nice.
10 to what tomorrow?
10 to noon.
10 to noon. Nice. Okay, at the Beanhive. Also, tonight at Big Muddy's, and then tomorrow night at the Fat Fish, the Comancheros. This is Time Machine. Check it out on FM 95 Mornings.
When the world stops making sense and you don't feel much at home, you just head across that old mill bridge and ride on up the road. Now I've got a secret that nobody knows. A little one way to get to where them corn stairs grow. Now let's go and take a ride in my time machine. I got four wheels and a tape deck and a full tank of gasoline. Let's If you'd like to ride, we can live like it was yesterday, and the good times never die. Now we've got a secret, and it's our own little thing. Running that rusty Ford and hearing them tires sing. Let's go and take a ride in my time machine. I got four wheels and a tape deck and a full tank of gasoline. Let's slip away together, just you and me. Oh, let's go and take a ride in my time machine. Yesteryear, where everything ran fine in second gear. Now I've gotta get away from this daily grind before there's nothing left for the Lord. Oh, you too. I got four wheels and a tape deck and a full tank of gasoline. Let's slip away together, just you and me. Oh, let's go and take a ride in my time machine.
The Comancheros Time Machine on FM 95. Heavy and Westerns, what they call it, and drummer Michael Cook is on the phone from the Comancheros. Michael, thanks for joining us this morning.
No. Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you guys got a CD coming out, lots of CD release parties coming up, but three shows in the area, two big ones. Well, the one at the Beanhive tomorrow, it'll be a nice morning wake-up for you. If the coffee doesn't do it, I got a feeling the Comancheros would do it. Will you guys strip down in the coffee shop tomorrow?
Yeah, it's going to be Tanner and I.
Oh,
with
nice.
No amplification, so yeah. He's going to be singing and playing acoustic guitar, and I'm just going to have a snare drum and a cup of coffee.
Nice, good, good. The Comancheros, Michael Cook is from Biggsville originally, lived in Monmouth, proud to have him on, and then Nick in our newsroom here at WGIL said, hey, you got to have these guys on. They're going to play in the area, and then tonight, so let's get this straight. Tonight, it's at the Big Muddy's in Burlington, Iowa, not too far away. If that is too far away, tomorrow night at the Fat Fish, but tomorrow morning, if you'd love to get your coffee at the Beanhive, Mary and the gang will host the Comancheros, a little acoustic set, just the two guys, and that's awesome. How long, Michael, is the Comancheros? How long have you guys been a band?
You know, we're right at 3 years.
Nice. It's tough. You've been in a lot of bands. It's tough to find four guys that where it just all gels.
Yeah, it seems like it's a process that you just go through, you know. And so when we first started, we just didn't try to find the right people because we just knew, you know, it's like, well, we're never going to get started, you know, and the right people, they'll just come, you know, if we just start doing it. So
yeah,
we've had several different people come and go, you know, and all on good terms, you know, but it's, you know, Tanner and I wrote songs for probably about a year, just trying to get everything formulated, get everything started, and then we started playing shows about 2 years ago. And I feel like in the last 6 months, we got two guys, you know, Bradley Hutchison from Blue Jay is playing guitar for us, and then Kyle Ingarden, he plays bass and steel guitar, and he has been a phenomenal addition in the last, I mean, just a couple of months. He's totally changed the way that half of the band works. It's great.
That's awesome. The Comancheros, Michael Cook is on the phone. He's the drummer of the band. And Michael, what put the music into your blood growing up? And why'd you get behind a kit? How'd that happen?
Man, it was totally my parents. Neither of them played, and I was homeschooled growing up. So they were like, "Well, we gotta have a music class for you." So they just decided when I was 11 that my brother and I were gonna get music lessons. So my brother picked up guitar. That's a fairly older brother, instrument. Drums, pretty much the younger brother instrument. It's funny how much that, is the case.
Yeah.
And I was just so energetic when I was a kid. I'd just bounce around literally all the time.
I'm that guy too. So, I'm that guy too. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe it's time to pick up your,
pick up
some drums.
You know what they say, Michael, they say, DJs are frustrated musicians. So I'd rather sit back and adore the music. And that just means I'm too lazy to learn it.
Well, we'd be nowhere without you guys. So appreciate it.
That's cool. So playing the drums took with you.
It did. It did. I really, really enjoyed it. And when I got down to Columbia and decided that I was, in school to be a Latin teacher, and when I dropped out, realized that wasn't what I wanted to do, I had to take an honest assessment of, the actual skills I had in life. And that was actually, the only thing I had trained to do. So
yeah.
I figured I better give it a shot.
Do you have a real job?
I do a couple of different things. I teach drum lessons. At Palin Music Center in Columbia.
Yeah.
Usually 2 to 7. And I do work, a customer service job at Midway USA in the mornings. So it kind of, helps me get me out of bed.
You're still doing what you love though.
Yeah. Considering that I'm spending more of my time doing what I love than not, I'm pretty happy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. So, homeschooled and for music class, your parents threw instruments in front of you. And so did it stick with your brother? He still play guitar?
Oh yeah, all the time. We have a heavy metal band that we still play in once in a while, not too terribly often, but we've had a lot of fun with it over the last 15 years.
They call their music heavy and western, the Comancheros. Michael, thanks for taking the time. I'm glad I reached out. Thanks to Nick Isher. We'll probably see you tomorrow at the Fat Fish Pub if we don't see you there. Here's the shows for the Comancheros. You can check them out, by the way, on Facebook. You just type in the Comancheros. You'll see them. There's a full lineup. Their music is there, and their shows. Tonight, Big Muddy's in Burlington, Iowa. Then tomorrow morning, 10 to noon, at the Beanhive, Mary will host the Comancheros, little acoustic set. And then the Fat Fish Pub down on Broad Street tomorrow night, the Comancheros are back. It's kind of a home show. You're doing everybody's hometown, right? Everybody in the band?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Yeah, that's cool. And you're going to bring along a copy of the new CD.
We will have new CDs, so everybody can get it a couple weeks early.
All right. Hey, now I know you guys are busy and you're in Columbia. Next time you come back home, bring the band, or at least a couple guys, come in the studio, because I like having you on the phone, Michael, but I'd love to have you live in the studio.
That'd be great.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, enjoy the Triple Crown of shows this weekend.
Thank you.
I hope each one of them is awesome, man.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's Michael Cook. He's the drummer for the Comancheros. He's from Biggsville, the heat country over there, West Central heat country. That's awesome. And also Monmouth, Illinois. Michael Cook is the drummer for the Comancheros. 3 shows this weekend. Michael, thanks for being with us, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Tell me something.